Taken on a Train. It's just Liam Neeson on a train again. Yeah. And then the one I'm really stiffed up for is...
How about Bacon, right?
I'm in already. B-A-K-E-N,
right?
Oh, wait.
And then fucking, like, Liam Neeson's daughter gets stolen, and he gets on the phone with the bad guys. He's like, I think the British are coming, dude. They're like, oh, we need $20 million. He's like... That's why I'm hoping Hillary wins. So I can get a bong and transplant.
And then they just graphically rape his daughter.
Murder his daughter.
That's good.
Tom Myers, a comedian.
Does Tommy. He say a comedian or the comedian?
I think he says a comedian.
A comedian! Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's such a good intro. Well, the fucking girl playing
they don't
the
like
song.
Puns, I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even tell a pun.
Yeah.
God, I want that. I want to book him for something, but he'll never do anything with us.
We tried to like...
We're all blocked,
right? Yeah. Numerous times throughout the years, I've come up with scams to book Tom for fictional venues in the middle of the country.
Well, there is a way, I think.
But that's always felt like a little too mean.
Yeah.
It's mean.
You know, Tom didn't know that I considered him a laughing stock for like a decade.
I know.
It took like 10 years before he realized that I had just been fucking with him the entire time.
Yeah. I think he doesn't realize everyone does. It's wild.
Yeah.
If he does, I mean, imagine the moment he realizes.
Well, that's what's charming.
Literally everyone is just mocking him.
No.
It's going to happen, dude. It's going to happen.
He can't realize.
It's going
to No, he used to pal around with this crew that was like Ron Bender, him, this woman, Dawn Henderson or whatever, who like instantly I had a beef with because she like fucking either like added me on some kind of social media or something. And was like, she was like, hey, you don't subscribe to my blog or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I don't have any interest in reading your blog.
Yeah.
And then she like sent me some shitty email back. That's like, oh, we're supposed to support each other. I'm like, I have no fucking idea who you are.
Brutal.
You know, it's
this
like
is
I don't.
Tom Myers' friend.
This was Tom Myers' friend. I'm
playing
like,
the MySpace days.
Yeah, it was like I was like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Wait, was she the one that was like Starbucks girl or whatever the fuck?
I don't know. She was like, her whole thing was she's like, I've done comedy in every city, but she's just like moved around a lot.
Right.
You know,
she's a tramp. She's a hobo.
She's like, as soon as I start getting established in one place, I end up leaving and going somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like, you, what do you mean by established?
Yeah.
You mean people have resigned to the fact that you're a fucking annoying person that's
going to
these
open mics?
Yeah. There's a gentleman in DC who had a really funny line where he's like, every time I leave a city, the comedy scene blows up.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I was in Austin, I left, it blew up. I was in New York, I left, it blew up. The New York scene.
Anyways, it was him and Bender and Irwin, and that was
Irwin.
Like that whole like crew.
Irwin.
And so it's like this
Irwin.
Kind of mutual delusion among all of them.
But everyone has left except the only person still kicking is he's the last of the motherfucking Mohicans, dude.
Dude, that's
Tom
why
Myers.
We gotta support and appreciate him.
Well, he quit comedy for a while to call Little League games, and then I guess he came back.
No.
I don't think he quit comedy to do that.
To,
I think that was just a fellow passion
no.
of his.
Stop. It was not Little League games. It was the Aberdeen Ironbirds.
And then
he got fired from that.
He got back into it and immediately
for going on a rant about George
he immediately
Bush.
Recorded seven different albums.
There's I saw the so he's had work.
He has a podcast now.
Does he?
Yeah. Someone sent me.
No, he's doing a new album, and the word is the title.
Who retweeted
is so good.
His podcast?
Someone sent me a
someone who should know.
Oh no
better.
No. Judd Apatow retweeted him.
That was awesome
during the some shit about Trump.
That was fucking awesome.
Which, I mean, whatever. And he was like, Mr. Apatow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you could please retweet this next tweet of mine as well. Someone said that he has a podcast and he was like tweeting at Keith Olbermann. He's like,
oh, hell yeah.
I run a Dem focused podcast, Mr. Olbermann, and we'd love to have you on it.
Fuck, I'm trying to... Words of Mass Destruction was the old one. This new one was really good, a really good title, but I can't remember what it is.
He's on Spotify, I think.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's recording a new CD, a new album. We've already told the story of how me and Nick were at the last recording.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny. You were straight up disrespecting him during your set.
Yeah.
You said... I remember the one thing you said was like... Because we were in Bel Air, Maryland, and you were like, what if in Bel Air in L.A. there's a... not shitty comedian named Tom Myers recording his album. And it's like, no, it's time for Tom Myers.
Yeah, and the nicer Bel Air.
Yeah.
The one people think about, there's a guy named Tom Myers doing comedy who's like really good at comedy.
Yeah. That's what you said. Really good. Yeah. fuck. Beautiful.
Yeah, dude. That show was hilarious. I remember like fucking, I showed up and I went up to Tom. I was like, you got drink tickets? And he was like, no. He's like, I just have like a food tab. I'm like, well, can you like get me a drink on your food tab since I came up here and I'm not getting paid? And I like went up there to mock him.
Of course. Yes.
And he was like, nah, sorry. He's like, any of the money I made for the show, I had to pay for Ron Bender's bus ticket up here. You know, I was like, all right.
Yeah. Ron's just drinking flat Diet Coke out of his own big gold cup. Yeah. Not talking to anyone.
Oh, man. I felt so bad for that guy because he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy. Yeah.
And like, he wasn't for like, you know, that type of comedian that used to be able to exist, which is like a guy who has nothing other than just like sort of the D room circuit.
Right, funny zone.
Yeah, he had chops. He was all right. Yeah, he wasn't bad. How you get in bed with a guy named Tom Myers, you know, I don't understand how.
You're just a nice person who just keeps doing him favors.
Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, like imagine if you had
a couple
someone...
months later when I like told people about Tom Myers on social media, because I was like, you know, like I started telling people about Ninan or Tom Myers or whatever. And Tom realized I was making fun of him. He tried to like shame me for like, oh, yeah, remember when you asked me for drinks at the show because you're a fucking degenerate alcoholic and trying to get drinks for free? And it's like, yeah, that's kind of part of my thing.
Right. Also, I was doing comp. We get paid in drinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, if you're not paying me.
Yeah. You're not like discovering something by telling people that I'm like a bum.
Yeah. No one was like, oh, Nick Mullins drunk.
Drink tickets.
Yeah.
Nick Mullins tried to get free whiskey.
But I do think that Tom is like, you know, a pure soul. And I think Ninan is obviously Satan incarnate.
No, yeah. Tom's just like not as competent as Ninan.
Exactly.
They're the same kind of guy.
He wants to be Ninan. He's a shittier Ninan. Jesus, that is for sure the meanest thing I've heard about Tom Myers.
Ninan was at a Bitcoin conference recently.
I heard about that.
People were sending me pictures they took with him.
He keeps just
Does someone have a recording
of
his set? Did he do the Samsung joke?
Of course he did.
Yeah, apparently it was someone trying to charge the new Samsung Galaxy S8.
Why is he Canadian?
I don't know.
He does talk
Samsung.
Like
Samsung Galaxy.
There was a big plunge in the Bitcoin.
You think?
I know. Everyone's thinking is, what race is this guy? My race is bong hit transplant.
Oh, fuck. Fuse them together, dude. Put them in together, dude.
One day, two men sharing an elevator. Hi, my name's Tom Myers. I'm a comedian. I'm Dan Ninan. I guess we're riding this elevator together. Hey, you don't mind if I just try to charge my phone for this, dude? No, go ahead. Go right ahead and go ahead and charge your phone. I'm just going to stand here and be half Indian, half Japanese. All right, I'm plugging my phone in now. Little did he know, the Samsung Galaxy S8 blew up or something and merged the two of them into the world's shittiest comedian. Starring Steve Buscemi in brownface as Tom Ninan. I'm kind of hoping Hillary wins because I'm half Indian, half Japanese. And I hear they're hiring Indian interns.
Ooh, where do you get your sushi from?
Yeah. Are you talking about eating Hillary Clinton's pussy? Yeah, I'm only 50% clean. I tell you where I get my sushi from, the Bilderberg Group.
Hell yeah. I get my sushi from 7-Eleven, which I also work at, which I also manage.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is good.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot that he worked there.
I wish that movie existed.
Damn. We could make it.
We could.
the world's shittiest comedian. One phone, two men. Results catastrophic.
Oh, fuck, dude. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. Starring Wilford Brimley as Ron Bender.
Oh, yeah. Who's playing Irwin? Yeah, yeah.
Starring Christian Bale in his fattest role ever as Irwin.
Oh, what are you if you're half Jewish, half Japanese?
Oh, fuck, man.
I was photoshopping a picture of Christian Bale and his wife walking yesterday, and I was photoshopping, and I'm